This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The man accused of throwing homemade Molotov cocktails at peaceful demonstrators on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall pled guilty to all of his state charges, including murder, in court today. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Mohamed Suleiman faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. The man drove from Colorado Springs, where he was living at the time, to Boulder last summer and threw makeshift bombs at mostly elderly, pro-Israeli demonstrators. An 82-year-old woman was killed in the attack. According to the Anti-Defamation League, Colorado's overall reported anti-Semitic incidents declined in 2025, but the state ranked 10th in the nation for total incidents. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
After last night's freeze warning across the Front Range, the spring snow is melting away pretty quickly today. Estes Park got around 2 feet, while most of the metro area got at least a few inches. Nisi Geis owns Tiger Lily Goods, a plant shop in Denver. She says the snow was good for business and her morale.
I'm preparing for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, so lots of orders and deliveries and just preparation for that, and then just a lot of foot traffic because of the snow day. People love to come out in the snow, I feel like. Coloradans just like to be out in it.
Denver's high will top out in the upper 60s with sunshine today, veils in the 50s, and even warmer across the state on Mother's Day. Pueblo voters will likely face a sales tax measure this November to help fund the city zoo. Funding cuts and rising costs mean the zoo will likely close in 2 to 3 years unless residents agree to a 0.167% tax. That amounts to less than 17 cents per $100 spent. If passed, the sales tax would expire in 5 years unless renewed. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.